everyone. It's April, and Tony is back here with me this week. Today is January 2nd. We do our recordings on Fridays, and this is the first one of the year 2026. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like the sun is coming up in our world for the 2026. New perspectives, new rules, new stuff. And I feel like we might be better going in a better direction and everyone feel a little better. This past year was tough for me because of all of the pet problems, but I'm happy to report to everybody that all of my dogs, all of my cats in this moment are healthy and in perfect shape. And I'm hoping to maintain that frequency for the whole year, because all of you know it's complete hell when one of your puppies or one of your kitties, or if you have a hamster, whatever it is, if they become ill, it's just devastating to try to help them because they can't tell you what's wrong. Like a little kid could tell you, say, hey, my head hurts or this hurts. They can't do that. So I am just hoping for this year. I'd like to have one whole year where nobody's sick or nobody has a problem. But I made it through last year with all that, and I'm grateful for it. And I'm grateful for the universe for sparing me having a loss in my little family that I've got going on over here. Tony, how is the new year going for you? And most of all, how is Kai?
Kai is on my lap right now. He's fine. He's been a very busy boy. QQ showed him how to open up Christmas gifts. And he seems to know how. And he's doing good. I had a very relaxing holiday, peaceful. Mm-hmm. No trauma, no toxic energy around my house. Been great.
Oh, that's always good when the toxicity stays at the door. It doesn't come in.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, be all toxic all you want over there, not over here.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, yeah, it was the perfect holiday. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, I am too. And my tree is perfect. You know, past 3-4 years, I have not been happy with my tree. My tree this year, it was chopped down fresh, set up, and it just looked perfect. All
perfect.
Season. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so great. Do you go to a Christmas tree farm to get it to cut it down?
Yeah.
Oh, that's always fun.
There's a ton of them here in Maine. So
we have them out here. I think we have one or two, but I found that Christmas tree, a 3-foot Christmas tree was like $100. So I decided I was going to, I have a little artificial one, and that's the one I used this year because I just couldn't fork over $100 for a little tree.
No. And that's LA for sure. In New York, it would be the same price. Yeah.
Probably. So anyways, we've got some good questions today, so I'm going to go get Veronica.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And as April said, we've got some great questions, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, I-N-N-E-R, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Elizabeth. My family does not believe in the spiritual way that I do. They are deeply into their religious beliefs. This is leaving me without anyone to talk to. How can I find like-minded people to communicate with?
Well, it's always problematic for the traditionally religious people. They've been taught that their religious dogma from childhood and have chosen to follow that path religiously. And religiously means consistently. So we'd say that it is an odd place to be when your whole family feels that way. And most likely they give you a hard time or roll their eyes at you when you say something about your belief system. it's important to know that you do live in a culture where you can talk to people on the other side of the world, if you wish, through your internet. We would highly suggest to you to join some spiritual groups and also look on the internet for like-minded people. Go to metaphysical sites, go to Seth sites. And Seth is the one that wrote Seth Speaks with Jane Roberts, that one. We say that there's a likelihood that you can run into, in a forum, someone who has the same belief system as you and perhaps could establish some sort of dialogue with them. If you're continuing to try to get your family to have that dialogue, it's just not going to happen, in which we think you already know that. So sometimes, sadly, one has to move away from those who they're closest to, which is your family, to find common ground and understanding about your belief system. And we find it a little odd and sad that even the very deeply religious people don't have the respect for other people's religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. That's always a sad moment. But don't despair. Decide today that you're going to go on a little bit of a search. And if the group that you find is like in, you know, Tahiti, it doesn't matter, because you now live in a culture that it would be easy to contact them and become part of maybe some sort of group that you can have these conversations with. It's always so difficult when you're by yourself on your spiritual journey. So don't feel badly about your family. Just realize that's where they're at. They decided not to be adventuresome and seek their own guidance. They are following traditional religious path like they think they should. Love them anyway, but don't expect them to give you the latitude of your belief systems within it. And seek out those from outside your family that maybe you can have some dialogue with that can be comforting. And sometimes you just want to talk about your belief systems. So start that practice today. Start looking today and to see if you can find that group. We think you can. And we think it will make your life fuller. And it will also take the pressure off the family moment. Of course, you'll be able to just say, well, I don't care if you acknowledge me or not, because I have a group of people who are like me that do. So start it today and see what happens. It's early in the year. You could be in an abundant place by the end of this year.
All right. Our next question is coming from Rick. Is physical pain necessary when balancing past life trauma and karma?
No, it's not. However, when you have pain, you certainly pay attention. When you have pain, you want to stop the pain. So sometimes when you're going through some past life things that need to be balanced, a painful moment will arise because maybe somewhere along the way you caused pain. And it would have to be resolved through having some pain of your own. However, it doesn't have to be that way. You can keep ahead of your past life stuff. I mean, start taking a look at it and look for it, where we'll say the gaps are for pain. You may be able, with a tense focus and work on it, get to a point where past life stuff doesn't cause you pain anymore. And maybe resolving some karma in the physical right now doesn't necessarily mean you have to work your way out of it painfully. Perhaps you can work your way out of it consciously with intention. So start today to think about physical pain is not really necessary for this, and how can I resolve out of it? As always, we would say balancing the karma from a past life is best pursued by a hypnotherapist that can guide you through it.
Okay, our next question is coming from Paul. Why do I get the feeling since childhood that I am not really here, but actually elsewhere?
Well, all of you isn't here. There, you have sent out from your soulful energy a manifestation, an incarnational, reincarnational moment to be here. And not all of you is really here. It's a very complex thought process. And we think that you're a more advanced soul, and you know that. So you are able to sort of get glimpses of other places, and it makes you feel like, well, hey, I'd rather be in that place than this place. You are advanced in your thought process. So we'd say, recognize, all of you should recognize that only part of you is here. There's a part of you up where sources, and then there's concurrent and parallel lives as well. And you have the ability in this one to feel those. Not everyone does, but an advanced soul would, and that's what you're experiencing right now. You're not all here. And that's not that's not an insult. That is, part of your energy is back with source, part of your energy is on the other side. So it is true that you aren't all here. And you are actually elsewhere at the same time. That's a hard concept when you're in a physical linear body going through a timeline. It's very hard. But somehow your consciousness has become aware of that and starting to manifest it into your current reality. We'd say enjoy the ride. It's nothing wrong. It's just that you are able to see, rise up and see from a distance and from the outside what you're actually going through. So we'd say it might be a very interesting journey to pursue that and take a good look at it. Why not?
All right, our next question is coming from Blair. Do animals such as pets choose when they are going to die? And do they reincarnate like we do?
Absolutely, they reincarnate like you do, and perhaps a little bit more immediately. They're able to, when they cross over, to decide fairly quickly if they want to come back or not. And when they get there, a lot of them immediately start looking for an opportunity to come back, whether it's from a new puppy being born or if they're going to do a walk-in with another dog that doesn't want to be there anymore or is willing to share the experience. Most of the pets, they know when they're sick. They know that, you know, they're probably going to transition out. And they do all of the preparation ahead of time. A little not quite like humans, because pets, dogs, cats, you know, hamsters and all that, they know when they're going to die. There are a few humans that know if they're sick, they know that, you know, they're going to be crossing out. But when you're younger, it's not quite, you know, in your face, the crossing over part. But at any given time, you could step off a curb and get hit by a bus and not be here anymore. But the animals know all this ahead of time. They know that there might be something that happens to them that they're not going to be able to stay. And their differences in their way they pursue it is that they know that. And they start, before they even begin to cross out, to arrange for a comeback, arrange for a reincarnational moment. Humans can do that, but they're not as good at it as the animals, because that's the path that they have chosen. So they do reincarnate, but not exactly like you do. You usually do it from birth. Like you say, I'm going to go back and I'm going to reincarnate and I'm going to come back to that and fix that. Animals usually want to reincarnate so they can come back and be with their humans. A lot of times they were taken out a little too soon. They knew they were going to be taken out too soon and decide, well, I'm going to do something about it ahead of time. Most astute pets and dogs and cats, all that, they do that. So yes, they choose, they know, they don't choose, but they know when they're going to cross out. And they do reincarnate, but not exactly like humans. They're much better at it than humans are.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you'd like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Well, everyone, again, good questions. And, you know, even in 2026, I'm telling you, you want any more information on any of these questions, write in to innerwhispersradio.com and we'll get it on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, it is a new beginning of the next rotation around the star that you all live on, or the planet that circles the star that is your sun. It's a grand opportunity to be able to establish a new starting point. Every time the planet goes around the sun, there's a new starting point. It's a starting point for the planet, but it's also a new starting point for the inhabitants upon the planet. We'd say it's really important to leave the past in the past and take your stance about walking forward into your future and make that your present moment. You're walking presently into that new future, which means you're not going to drag the stuff that happened negatively in the past. You're going to remember it. You're going to keep it around to the side of you, not letting it permeate you anymore, but to the side of you for opportunity to resolve it all. But right now, you're all standing in the doorway of a fresh experience. You open that door and you're standing in what's left of the year before and looking into all the beautiful, lush color and green and energy and that's in front of you. Decide to focus on that instead of focusing on past disappointment. You know it's there. You don't have to keep, you know, turning it around and looking at it over and over. You know it's there. But you're going to change your focus into this colorful, wide open, creative space that this new opportunity offers you. Keep your focus there and look for opportunity in this new positive perspective to resolve, change, and make better something that maybe happened the last rotation that you didn't like very much. And you need to resolve it and you need to release the negativity of it. That's what you should be doing here at the beginning of a new rotation. It's time. So look around you. Find the color. Find the texture. Find the beautiful fragrance of opportunity. And begin again in a new opportunity. It's time.
Okay. Thank you, Veronica. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.